welcome to Wednesday on the Think Big Show, bringing entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. This is Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message. JT, here you go.
All right. Thank you so much, Mia. I do appreciate you. And before I get into today's topic, let me just say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Think Big Show. Today we're going to be talking about what I believe is one of the most important actions, because we're all about action here, right? One of the most important actions that you can take in your business. Now, we can talk about the importance of preparation. We could talk about the importance of mindset, which of course we do quite a bit here. But I have to say that of all the things that you can do in your business as an entrepreneur, in fact, as a leader in life, it's about taking action. Massive, purposeful, imperfect action. Imperfect is great. So often we get wrapped up in the idea of perfection and this obsession, perfection obsession. We obsess over having to get everything right. Well, this particular thing we're going to be talking about today is not something that has to be or even really can be perfect. There is no perfect fit. That's the beautiful part. So you have my permission to go out there and scratch the paint, ding the sheet metal just a little bit, whatever it takes to get this action done. Very little gets handed to us. Very little just lands in our lap, especially in business. You got to work hard, right? And especially the stuff we truly desire. We don't get things that we want unless we ask for them, unless we ask for it. There's an old saying, you don't get what you deserve, you get what you ask for. Or you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. You don't get what you deserve, you get what you tolerate. And all of these little axioms are so, so true. Victory doesn't always go to the best, most qualified person, but the person that goes out there and asks for it. You might have a ton of value. You might have a ton of qualifications. You might be the best person in the world, but if you're not out there asking for the sale, if you're not out there asking for what you want, you're going to get passed up by somebody who has that desire to actually ask for it, who are bold enough to go out and ask for it. I'm being reminded of this right now with my daughter, Callie. Both Mia and I have been helping her raise money for her school. She's doing this fundraiser where she goes door to door, knocking on the doors, selling cookie dough and selling popcorn, pre-made popcorn. And my son Max did it for his football team. And Callie was a huge part of that. She went door to door with Max and they sold this cookie dough. And, you know, it's kind of funny to watch. They have zero fear. They have almost no fear of sales. They have no fear of asking for the sale. They just go up and say, here's what I got and here's what it's for. Would you like to buy some? It's remarkable to watch because they haven't been encumbered by, you know, life. They haven't lived life and gotten beaten up and all of a sudden had this weird attachment to asking for the sale. And I have to say, if you're an entrepreneur, which I think most people are that tune into this podcast, if you have a problem asking for the sale, or if you don't, quote, like sales or love sales, if you feel that salespeople or being salesy is a bad thing, then it's time to calibrate yourself. It's time to calibrate yourself because it's not about being salesy. But just that word in and of itself is a problem, all right? Because if you're asking for the sale, then you are actively building a business. If you're asking for a sale, you are actively putting out your products or service, your brand. That's the only way to do it. And I know lots of people out there that call themselves entrepreneurs that don't like sales, who won't do whatever it takes to make a sale. And so they suffer. They go without. While the people that are actual entrepreneurs are leading by going out, showing what they've got, demonstrating the value, demonstrating what it's worth, and then asking for the sale. So let's talk about this. The power of asking for what you want is, I think, one of the biggest powers, superpowers that we have as entrepreneurs. But If we don't do it, if we don't use it, if we don't use that muscle, then it's going to atrophy. It's not going to be, it's not going to get stronger, and we're going to lose that ability. So here's what we need to do. I'm going to talk to you about really five things. I'll give you a little bonus tip at the end, as a matter of fact. Five things that you have to do to get better at asking for the sale. Whether you are trying to make more money, whether you're trying to grow your fan base or your audience base or your market share, you have to get great at asking for the sale. Now, let's think about this. We're not always asking for money. It's not always about an exchange. Sometimes the sale that we're trying to make is we want people to opt into our websites, or we want people to come visit our store. We want people to come in and have a free trial of whatever it is we have. It could be a local dentist shop, could be a chiropractor, could be anybody, could be an online marketer, could be any kind of business. You might be just asking for eyeballs on your website or foot traffic through your front door. The simple fact of the matter is you have to get into the habit pattern in this comfort zone. If any comfort zone in the world you should live in is the comfort zone of being willing and ready to ask for the sale. So how do we do it? How does it work? And what must we do to get ourselves in a position where we can be great at asking for the sale? Well, the first thing is you got to know what it is you want, right? You got to know what it is that you want, and more importantly, what you can deliver. So maybe you do want an actual sale, an actual transaction of money for goods or services. You got to know what that is. Be very clear on what it is you're here to get. Are you here to hit a certain sales target? You know, how many clients or how many units do you want to sell? What is the thing that you're really after? And it's okay. This is not being self-serving or selfish, but we have to get clear on what it is we really are here for. This is the objective. This is the thing that that's going to help us accomplish the mission. So we got to know what it is we want, what target we're actually shooting at. But we also have to know what we are prepared to deliver. It's one thing to say, man, I would love to make a bunch of sales. I would love to make a lot of money. I'd love to get some cash flow and some revenue coming through the front door. But you have to be able to answer that part about what it is you will deliver as a direct result. So last night, I was mentioning this to my daughter. She went up and knocked on the door, and she said, would you like to buy some cookies? She goes through her whole spiel. It's very well done. And the person asked, how much is it? And she told the person exactly how much it was. The little nuance that I shared with her was, when you tell people how much it is, also tell them what they're getting in return. It's $18 for 40 cookies, for instance, right? Now that person knows, okay, these are the parameters that we're playing in. I realize that if I exchange this much money, in return, I'm going to get this much product. So it's very important to know what you want, but also what you're willing to deliver for that same ask. Very important. So be clear on this, all right? The power of asking is being clear on what it is you want and being clear on what you're going to deliver in return. Now, the next part about this is you have to know that you're worthy of it. You have to know this. I will tell you this. In all of the years I've been working with entrepreneurs, in all the years I've been working even just with salespeople in general, the challenge that I see people have is this sense of worthiness, this understanding of their own value. Now, on the surface, they may say, yeah, I'm worthy of success. But it's a belief system that they're either 100% in alignment with or they're not. And the way you can tell is by your results. Because you may say, well, I just haven't gotten around to it. I haven't taken much action. Well, if you're not taking the action, if you're not asking for the sale, what part of you doesn't think you're worthy of the sale itself? What part of you is preventing yourself from going out there? Well, we have a limited ad budget. We have a limited this. We have a limited this. Okay, well, guess what? If it's a priority, you will find a way to make it happen. You'll find a way to get those leads coming through. You'll find a way to get those customers, those eyeballs, that foot traffic, the sales. But you have to know that you're worthy of it. Because when you come from a place of belief that you are worthy of it, it's not just deserving, all right? We're not talking about I deserve success. Because that's almost coming from a place of need. It's almost coming from a place of victimhood. Well, I deserve this, but I'm not getting it. But if you say I'm worthy of success, what that means is you recognize your worth. You recognize that there should be a fair exchange of whatever it is, capital, money, time, energy, in exchange for your goods, your services, your talent, your wisdom, whatever it is that is being sold or being offered. You must know that you're worthy of the sale. You must know that you're worthy of the ask. And oh, by the way, this transcends business, okay? This transcends money. If you want somebody to spend time with you, if you need help, if you need assistance, if you need support, you have to know that you're worthy of it, that as a leader, you are worthy of getting that support and help from other people. Even if you're not asking for an actual sale or doing anything that's in direct alignment with building a business, you have to realize that you are worthy of getting the things you want in life. Very important. You're worthy of being healthy. You're worthy of being happy and fulfilled. You're worthy of being fit. You're worthy of having, you know, all this stuff, materialistic or otherwise, that you want in life. You just have to get to that place of understanding, that place of belief, and then take the actions. Behave in such a way that shows that you're worthy. All right, next, you got to find the win-win. Actually, I prefer the triple win. Now, what's a triple win? A win-win-win? What this means is that if somebody approaches you and or you approach somebody else and you say, hey, listen, I've got this product, you know that if they say yes and they buy it from you, that that's a win for you. You got the exchange that you were asking for. You got the ask. The ask was agreed upon. The ask was delivered. Yes. Okay, so that's a win for you, clearly. But what's in it for them? What's the big win for them? What will they benefit from by doing this? I was, you know, talking to my daughter Callie about this. Well, they benefit because they get pre-made cookie dough. They don't have to go through the mess of going to the grocery store, buying all the ingredients. They don't have to go through the thing of, you know, making all the mixing bowls dirty and all that kind of stuff. All they have to do is break off these little chunks of frozen cookie dough, put them in the oven, and 12 minutes later, pow, fresh, hot cookies. Now, how convenient is that? When they have people come in from out of town, maybe even over the holidays, and they can make fresh hot cookies without spending the hours in the kitchen making this cookie dough. That's what's in it for them. Also, what's in it for them is they get to contribute to helping out a middle school. She's raising money for her school, so there's something there. It's tax deductible. There's all kinds of reasons why it's good for the other person. So it becomes a win-win. But where does it become a triple win? Now, that's a little bit deeper. That's a question that you and only you can answer for yourself. The way I like to think of it is this. When you ask for the sale or whatever it is you're asking for, who benefits from it outside of just you and the person that you're asking? If I ask for the sale and I know that I'm going to deliver great service to somebody, I know that it's also going to benefit my family. It's going to help me do more good in the world. It helps me help other people. If I say, hey, come on and join us here every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Think Big Show, that's awesome for us because we get to help more people. If we say, listen, share this with people in your network that would benefit from this. Yes, it benefits us because it grows our audience base, but it also benefits you because you're doing good in the world. You're sharing something. You're being of service to other people by saying, listen, I think this would really benefit you in your business or your life to listen to JT and Mia Monday through Friday. Check out this episode. I think you'll like it. When you offer people a better way of living, then there's always going to be a third win in there. A win for you, a win for the person that does business with you, but also the impact that the two of you make in the world. That's that third win. Whatever it looks like, however that might show up in the world, that's the third win. So think about that. It comes down to finding that win-win-win. When you're clear on what those three wins are, then all of a sudden, the question of whether you should ask or shouldn't ask goes away. You're in contact, you're in full force, full speed, full forward progress. And that is what's exciting. And finally, it comes down to a one must. The must is that you must ask. Because, listen, you could get clear as you want on what you want. You could be as clear as day on what it is you're willing to deliver. You could be as clear as, you know, knowing what your worth is. You could have crystal clarity on what that triple win is. But if you don't do the ask, if you don't actually follow through and ask for the sale, then all of that is for naught. All that clarity is just potential. Fulfill that potential. Yes, you know what you want. Yes, you know what you're willing to deliver. Yes, you know that you're worthy of it. Yes, you have found that triple win. Now go out and ask for the sale. Here's my challenge to you today, this Wednesday here, Wednesday morning, October 4th. I challenge you to go forth and ask for the sale 5 times between now and the next time we meet. Whether that's tomorrow or next week, I want you to go out there and ask for at least 5 sales. Your version of the sale doesn't always have to be an exchange of money. Maybe it's, hey, let's meet for coffee, or let's get together and talk about my business or talk about your business. Whatever it is that you really want to achieve, I want you to think of 5 things and go out there and ask for it. That's my challenge to you. Do that today. Put that as your top priority. Sometimes we have to ask multiple times. Sometimes we have to ask multiple ways. Make the commitment that you will doggedly pursue the sale at least five different ways, five different times between now and even tomorrow. I challenge you to do this. If you don't put the challenge in front of yourself, then it'll just be wasted potential. So go out there and make that thing happen. And here's my bonus tip, all right? This is kind of mastery level stuff, so I want you to just pay close attention to what I'm about to share with you. Here we go. Know what your audience wants and what you excel at. Now think about that. The longer you do your business, the longer you're in business, or the longer you're in whatever role you're in as a leader, you'll get to know who your audience is. Maybe your audience is your team members that you support. Maybe your audience is your employees. Maybe your audience is even your boss. Maybe your audience is your client base, your customer base. The point is get to know them, what makes them tick, and what they want. Know what you personally excel at, because everybody excels at something. You have a unique skill set. There's something that you are special at, something that you are particularly good at, and get really great at providing that and finding the intersection between what you provide and what people want. That's a mastery level understanding of yourself as a professional and as a leader, and it's something that I encourage you to work on every single day. Tony Robbins says, it's not enough to know your audience. You've got to honestly respect them. You cannot influence somebody if you're judging them. I think that's a beautiful place to be. And as leaders, that's what we have to remember. It's not about judging other people and saying, well, maybe they can or cannot afford it. Maybe this is right or maybe it's not right for them. Maybe what we should do is just wait. Maybe we should get better at what we do. Stop judging yourself and others and just get your message out there. Ask for the sale. Ask for the whatever it is you're here to achieve. Be crystal clear on what you want. Know what you can deliver in exchange for it. Know that you're worthy of it. Know that you have the capability of creating a win-win-win, and then get out there and ask for it. Ask for it multiple times. Ask for it multiple ways. Do whatever is necessary to get that message out there. But realize this, you have what it takes to succeed. You have what it takes to lead. You got to believe, though, and you got to ask. All right, my friends, that wraps up our show. Before we turn off, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over back to Mia, and I just want to say this. I love coming at you guys Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. So stoked and psyched to be here on this new format. Thank you so much for following us. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Back to you, Mia.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting customers through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Now go out and share your big takeaway from today's call with us and others by going to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. Be sure to like our page so that you get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as updates from the Think Big Network community. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now. Because now, my friend, is all you have. Thank you for tuning in live every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we'll talk to you soon.